Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 17th of July. Only a quick one. Just thought I'd touch base. I wanted to say a couple of happy birthdays. Firstly, today it is FTS Dave's birthday. So Dave, who's been helping me out for the last couple of years, been one of the sort of first members of FTS. Back in the early days, 2007-ish, 2008, and came in and helped out. So, yes, it's his birthday today. Have a lovely birthday, Dave. I hope the family's looking after you. And then tomorrow, if you remember a while back, I did a guest pod when I was up in Wigan with Mark, who's sort of one of Andy's apprentices, if you like. Sort of Andy's mentored him, and Mark trades now full time in his own right, done very well, very good pod. And it is Mark's birthday tomorrow. I won't be able to do a pod, Mark. I'll send you a WhatsApp. But yeah, happy birthday for tomorrow. So happy birthday, Dave, today. Happy birthday, Mark, tomorrow. And no, well known fact, Mark, actually, something for you to remember your birthday for forevermore. Your birthday is shared with the anniversary of when Bolton signed one of their best ever players, Kempo. They signed, was it Ivan Kempo? Was that his name? Ivan Kempo. It was Ivan Kempo. He had the old long hair. He signed for Bolton on your birthday, Mark. So just there, there's one for you to remember your birthday by. Bolton signing one of their best players on your birthday, my little Wigan friend. Golf's been good. Obviously, the trades went, for most, a lot of you listen and do it, are in the Telegram group. Trades went very well on Friday. We were all done before the weekend got started. Nice profit. I think, again, some of you stayed in a bit longer and made a little bit more, but all gone well. One of the ones I put up was Hovland, and I think he's going to go on and win it. That's my view. We're about an hour to tee off. I've been nothing but impressed with him. I think he benefits greatly from the fact that he didn't have to chip yet. Obviously, McIlroy, massive danger. Nothing to separate them. You know, McIlroy held that bunker shot yesterday. But I think Hovland was absolutely imperious yesterday, didn't make a mistake. And obviously you've got the pressure of the event. So McIlroy, rightly favourite, maybe even slightly too big on actual raw numbers. But I've just got a sneaky feeling that Hovland might be the man. I think McIlroy should have been round about something like round about 1.8 personally, but he isn't, so it'll be just be interesting to see how it plays out. He's about 1.972, isn't he? So I was just trying to find the price, that's why I went quiet. But I'm just interested to see how it pans out. You know, he is rightly favourite. Victor's not been in this place, but McIlroy hasn't won for six, for what, 8 years a major. So be really interested. Can't see anybody else in it. I just think they've got to shoot two. I think one of McIlroy or Hovland, you know, might end up with a playoff. I think one of them's going to, you know, shoot 67, 68, 69. Which means one of the others has got to shoot 63, 64. I can't see Cameron Young doing it. Cameron Smith, capable of doing it, but I think yesterday, you know, he's going to have that on his mind. I think what an opportunity yesterday, and he kind of just blew it. Just bad decision making. You know, yeah, he missed a short putt on the first, but was hung in there, and then I do not know what he was doing on the back nine with that shot when the ball was above his feet. Just pitch it out, take your five and move on. And he's got a bit of a history of that. There was a tournament, I think, in Memphis last year when he needed a par to get in the playoff. Birdie to win it, par to get in the playoff, and he had drove it in the trees, could have chipped out, knocked it down, made par, win it, bogey in the playoff, and he didn't. He smashed it at the tree. Can't remember the exact circumstance, but just remember thinking, he hit it straight at the tree and just thought, what a bad decision. Sometimes, particularly in a sport like golf, you've got to take your medicine and move on. But it's going to be a cracking watch, so I can't see it being anything other than the two of them. I've just got a sneaky feeling, personally, that Hovland will prevail. I did say it yesterday in the chat room. I said, I just think Victor. I thought DJ might make a move yesterday, and people criticising the course. Watch what it did to DJ and Cam Smith yesterday with no wind. It's still got the potential here for big mistakes. You know, we've not had any weather this week. They've had it absolutely perfect, and it's running fast. Still an absolutely iconic place to play golf. 64, 264s, that's all you've seen is the best. Those of you going on about the Masters, when Dustin Johnson won the Masters in 2020, ridiculous low scores as well. They're capable of doing it if the course doesn't offer any defence, and normally that defence comes with a bit of weather, and there just wasn't any this week. But I still think, I mean, it's been a fantastic watch. We've had four majors this year, and without doubt the most boring watch has been the Masters. The other three have all been entertaining, and this I think is going to be a cracker this afternoon. What else have we got? Oh, we don't forget that leadership contest, isn't it? I mean, yes, I know, and I've gone about Boris and he's gone, but honestly, what an absolute... If it's highlighting anything, it's highlighting the absolute shambles of a state that politics is in, isn't it? You got people who are in Boris's camp now trying to sort of distance themselves from it, but while he's still in charge, it's an absolute mess. It's like a sack race, a parent sack race at school where they've all come out of Wetherspoons and the pistol's gone and they've all jumped about 2 yards in their sacks and fallen over, and now they're all just wriggling along the floor trying to get to the finish line. It's an absolute shambles. Liz Truss, do me a favour. That Kemi, do me a favour. Rishi Sunak, really? I mean, look at the bloke. Honestly, I wouldn't trust him with anything. Who's the other? Oh, Penny Mordaunt, absolutely nothing about her. And the only one who tends to speak anything half sensible is that Tom Tugendhat, but he ain't going to get it. It'll be Truss or Sunak or Mordaunt. God knows, all three of them, absolute shambles. And tomorrow, stay hot. Obviously, even in with that, because of social media and 24-hour news, we're turning extreme weathers have got to become sort of binary thing. And I was alive in 1976, mate, and it didn't hurt us then. It's not a matter of... everyone wants to whip it up into fear. It's going to be 40 degrees. Just be sensible. It is proven that people die in hot weather. More people die than if it was cooler. Just be sensible. There's no macho-ness. I was alive in 1976, but I was five. I'm 51 now. It's absolutely no bearing on it what 1976 was like. Honestly, and people go, it's hot in Spain. Yeah, it is, but they got fucking aircon. I've got aircon. I will be shutting all the windows, all the blinds, all the curtains, and getting the old aircon on. But there's lots of people who haven't got that. Just be sensible. Be safe. Get stuff in the freezer. Make sure you stay cool. Make sure you drink loads. Towels in the freezer. Socks in the freezer. Cool yourself down. Doesn't need to become everything a fucking battle because somebody just happens to say, hang on a minute, guys, it's just giving you a bit of a warning. It's going to be hot tomorrow. Don't need to turn it into a massive this, that and the other and the state. It's just a nice warning. It's going to be fucking hot. It affects trains. 50% of trains, I think it was, in 2018 when we had hot weather, it affected. You know, 10,000 people died in the south of France, or 15,000 when it got over 40, whatever year that was, 2003, something like that. Can't remember the years. Just stay safe. It's going to be horribly hot for 2 days. Look after your dogs, pets, cats. And look after yourselves. Don't need to go into, it's a fucking match over here, fucking telling us we've only weather, we've had hot weather, it's been hot before, you know. We're going to have weather like we haven't seen. It's all a bit uncomfortable and horrible. Stay safe. Don't need to go and make, Mr. Macho, I was alive in 1976. So well played, I'm pleased for you. You survived it. You didn't turn into a bit of pork crackling. Well done, you silly gammon little fucker. Come on, let's move on. Stay safe, everybody. Right, I won't be about tomorrow. Still working on the data, but hopefully be all sorted by middle of this week. And we're good to go. But have a lovely little day. Yeah, I'll be back. But happy birthday, Davey, and happy birthday to Mark tomorrow. Have a lovely day, son. Just get up in the morning and think, this is the day that Bolton Wanderers signed Ivan Campo. And then I'm sure your day will be full of everything it needs to be.